This is Tri-States Public Radio News.
Jay Williams has served as U.S. Assistant Secretary of Commerce for Economic Development since May 2014. He was appointed by President Barack Obama, so he expects to be replaced as President-elect Donald Trump's administration takes over. Williams says no matter who is in charge, the office must continue focusing on workforce development as a critical component of economic development.
That's critical because there, as we sit here, there are more than 300,000 jobs across manufacturing and other sectors that are going unfilled because we have people who are wanting to work, willing to work, ready to work, but don't have the requisite skills. And that doesn't mean a four-year college degree. It doesn't even actually mean an associate degree. Those things are important. But the skills necessary to make sure that, you know, people can walk into an entity and understand how to operate a CNC machine, operate, you know, the equipment that, again, requires something beyond a high school degree, we've overlooked that. We, for years, thought that, well, we don't make things and those types of skills are going to be less relevant and nothing could be further from the truth. So economic development, community development, four-year institutions, community colleges, aligning themselves in terms of investment and priority is exactly how we're going to make sure that we, you know, take advantage of the fact that there are significant opportunities for people to make very good careers and very good living with that right skill set.
How do you get over the challenge of people who maybe they worked in a factory for 20 years, that they're not computer literate, there's stuff like that, and then it's like, okay, now I've got to retrain in all this. How do you get past that?
That's great. And again, I come from Youngstown, Ohio, so we've dealt with that and we live that and we're dealing with it now. But part of it is how you sort of walk those individuals into it. It can be very intimidating to walk into a campus of a four-year university. You're 20 years into your career. You're thinking, I've got kids in high school or in college. How on earth am I going to relearn these things? But they already have a skill set. So it's about helping them to connect the skill set and the critical thinking they already have and applying it in new and different ways. And it's often about presentations, often about making sure that we're supporting and recognizing they can't just quit for 6 weeks and go into a program. They've got mortgage payments, electricity, you know, tuition payments. So it's also making sure that we make the programs flexible enough to allow them to continue to earn a living while they get this new set of skills at the pace that, you know, fits them. And I think the more we recognize those things as important, as equally important to those who go out and get the PhDs and MBAs and build the apps and the innovation economy, as long as we elevate those things and make them equally important, I think it helps people to say, okay, I can make this. I've used my hands. I've thought about how to do this for 20 years. I just need to apply it in a different direction.
You mentioned going around now trying to solidify some of these programs, mm-hmm. get them kind of ingrained in it. What's an example of it? What are you talking about with that?
A very good example is what we've done with respect to our regional innovation strategies, helping innovators and entrepreneurs who have great ideas, but who say, well, how does having a great idea, you know, in our heartland, in Midwest, you know, America, where I'm from, how do we make sure that we have the type of, you know, mentorship? How do we make sure that we have the type of resources? So we want to make sure that people understand that we can help seed those types of programs here in the Midwest. It doesn't have to be, you know, the East Coast, West Coast, those are great places, but people want to live here. There's a great quality of life here. Another example is in terms of our manufacturing policies. We are seeing a renaissance of U.S. manufacturing. So how can we make sure that we ingrain programs that continue to sustain that? You know, notwithstanding anybody's political affiliation or partisanship, good U.S. manufacturing policy, you know, is hard to argue with no matter where you sit on the political spectrum. So things like that, and then the thing you started off with workforce development, making sure that we elevate it, that we don't say, well, you know, you can get some of those mechanical skills if you don't have other options. No, this is something that we have to get our young people to aspire to do. So, you know, doing things like that, just good policy, good federal policy, is what we're hopeful that as a new administration comes in, says, yep, that's a great thing, let's build on it, expand it, and take it to new levels.
Are you worried that might not happen, though?
At this point, I'm optimistic. And this is the thing, because at the end of the day, if these programs are driven, bought into, and believed in by the career individuals, they are the ones that really have an opportunity to say, you know what, a new administration can come in with a different vision, but it's hard to argue just against good, solid policy that is supporting, again, entrepreneurs, that is supporting manufacturing. You can tinker at the edges. You know, there are going to be some policy changes. That's inevitable. That comes with every administration. But if you get the career people who are driving these programs to really buy into it, to sink their teeth into it, and you get the stakeholders to validate the results. So it's like, oh, wait a minute. You know, we've got communities and stakeholders across the country that are saying this is helping us. This is helping us to attract better investment. This is helping to better position ourselves. Any administration, I think, is going to be responsive to hearing programs that work. So that being the case, the proof is in the pudding, and that's why we're making sure it's not just us touting it, but we're having the stakeholders and the practitioners say, you know, if it's working, let us know about it, and if it's not, how can we make it better?
Jay Williams heads the U.S. Department of Commerce's Economic Development Administration. He says his top priority now is to prepare his department for its likely change in leadership on the heels of the election of Donald Trump as president. Williams was the keynote speaker during the recent Tri-State Development Summit in Mount Pleasant. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.